This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500 is their number. AIMortgage.net is the website, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs that you will ever need in your whole life, Kurt.
How are you today,
Affordable Scott? Interest Mortgage. I'm good, sir. How are you?
Like I was talking to you before the show, you know, I said you've lost weight. I expected a response. Well, hunting season's coming.
It is, you know. Now, hey, Charlie, if people listen to KLZ a lot, recent Rush to Reason crew, they did a whole big deal and for 30 days. And Charlie, first place, lost 18 pounds and right out of month.
Congratulations, and, Charlie.
Did very, very well and staying on track with that.
I thought you were a fraction of who you were the last time I was in here, so that's why.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's
you have to start working.
You got to start doing something for sure.
Easiest way is to get smaller plates.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Just works.
It does. Well, again, today is a special edition of Haystack Help Radio, and we call it Your Money Matters. And each week, we bring a lot of different guests that usually have something to do in the financial world. And we have several groups that Kurt likes to bring in once every few months. And today, our special guest is one of those. But before we get to that, Kurt, let's talk a little bit on the mortgage side.
Okay.
And, credit is a big part of getting a mortgage, having a good credit score. And sometimes people say, hey, I make my payments all the time. On time, but sometimes I don't really see a big increase in my score. Why is that?
There's several factors that come into running your credit score. First of all, making your payments on time count for about 36% of the score. You would think it counts for more, but it doesn't. Just about a third of your credit score is basically off your credit cards. And we've had this talk before on the show. Paying attention to your credit cards, paying them on time is one thing, but the average age of your credit card and the amount that you've borrowed against the limit has over a third of your credit score account to it. So paying attention to that, for example, if you have a $5,000 limit and you owe $3,000, your score is going to be lower than if you owe $2,000. So what we try to teach people is, you know, have three or four or five cards. Don't overuse them, but don't overspend on one of them. Because one card running at above 50 or 60% of your limit is going to drive your score down 20, 30 points.
And saying about 30%. Balance
more helps. 30 to 40%. And especially this time of year, people will see their credit score going down because every time they walk into a store at around Christmas time and now, they say, well, fill out a credit application. We'll give you 10% off. Well, understanding the difference between, and I did this on the Rush show, the difference between a 718 and a 720 in what the lenders have to charge you per Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guidelines on a $350,000 loan is over $7,000.
Wow.
Because of 3 points. So it's critical. Every time you open a new card, it drives your score down. So if you really don't need it, that 10% can be awful costly. So paying attention to those items. And if you want to know how to do it, just give me a call. I'm not a credit repair agency, but I can show you over the history. I understand how that number works.
Sure.
So we can help you get lower score, have higher scores and lower rates.
720-895-0500 is the number for Affordable Interest Mortgage. All right, as I mentioned, we got special guests in studio. So, Kurt, tell us a little bit about our group here today.
Organization called C-Cor, and about a year ago, I knew nothing about it. But after a couple months, Mike Dworek is the man that introduced it to me. Mike and I do a master network group once a week, and he told me some things that really shocked me about my own neighborhood that we would get into. Yeah. But what he does and how he helps people that strictly kind of just run into life,
mm-hmm.
and then things happen,
mm-hmm.
and then they try to struggle back. So from your experience, give us a little bit about where you came from, Mike, and how you got with C-Cor. Your boss is here.
Yeah, I know.
Be careful.
So I'm going to listen carefully.
I can't. I got to be careful. I've been with C-Cor. Dennis came about 4 years ago, right?
Yep.
Been about 4 years ago. Dennis is our executive director, and he's with us as well. I brought the big guns in for this show because I just know the quality that Scott, you bring to the table, and I know Kurt. So anyway, so I came right in after him. So it's been like 3.5 years or so since I came in June. And started with them. I was in Colorado Springs. Most of my life has been in working in mission work, nonprofit sector in the global scheme of things and in third world countries. So I've been over 30 different developing nations, and I've seen global poverty, the largest slum in sub-Saharan Africa, the Kibera slum north of Kenya. I've seen that. Been in Liberia, been in Sierra Leone, other places. So I'd seen that. And so the truth of the matter is my daughter's a single mom in Denver. And we were living in the Springs, so my daughter and my wife started talking about, gosh, it'd be nice to have you guys move closer so you could be closer and help with our grandson. So I knew as soon as they started having that conversation.
Grandson and your wife, you're done.
I'm done.
You're done.
I got to find a job.
It's over.
So this thing opened up, and I looked into it, and I thought, C-Corps, now C-Corps cares. Poverty in Douglas County and
Arapahoe.
I'm going, that's a joke. I've seen poverty, and that's not it. So, but the further I got into it, and we've had these discussions, Kurt and Scott, we talked about it the last time we were here, it's staggering because it is the fastest growing and the largest segment of poverty in America now, the suburban poverty.
Yes.
And so when I got into that and started hearing the stories and delving into the numbers, the sheer numbers, over 50,000 families in our 42 zip codes, one in every nine household. Those are people that are hurting desperately, and that's a real new face of poverty in America. So that's what did it for me.
And you don't, we've joked about it a couple of times, poverty in Douglas County. You don't think about it.
Mm-mm.
But when you start looking at the cost of living in the different counties, not just Douglas, you start to understand that there's a lot of people just getting by.
Well, we work on the 200 percentage of the national poverty level. And so what we have discovered, it takes a family income of $60,000 a year to afford a moderate two-bedroom apartment in this part of Colorado.
Right.
Those jobs aren't falling off trees.
And not at so, $10, $15 an hour.
No, and that's where most of the jobs are. That's where the job growth has been, especially in the burbs. It's the service sector, the retail sector, and it's not so much, you know, the salaried exempt employee kind of a thing where you can make that kind of money. So it's hidden, it's doubled up, it's tripling up. People and families are living together longer, and they have to because they simply can't make it work.
Okay. You brought some guests.
I did.
Introduce our guests, let them talk about themselves.
Well, Dennis Gorton is our executive director. And again, you've been with us about 4 years.
Yeah, four and a half years. And it's been a learning experience, much as you talked about.
Yeah,
I've also
really
traveled all over the world. Most of my ministry or my years were in church ministry. I trained pastors. I worked with them, worked with churches, all of that kind of thing. And then this opportunity came along, and I thought, you know, I need to be challenged. I need to get into something new, and began to study and look at what's really happening in the suburbs and the number of families who are literally falling apart because of the struggles that they're having with finances and the next to impossible solutions, finding housing that's affordable, finding transportation that's affordable, single moms. A plethora of people who are really, really struggling to make ends meet. And we get to come alongside of those families and help them do that and help them eventually become self-sufficient again.
Well, that's one of the things when I talked to Mike that I found was interesting is, and you go back to scripture, you don't fish for people. You teach the people how to fish when they run across life.
Yep.
Explain how that works in the different areas.
Well, there are so many different areas,
right?
But let's just take the average family of three or four or, you know, whatever it might be, and coming alongside them and taking a look. We do more than just feed them. Number one, we don't just give them a box of food.
Right.
We feed them for 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, and everything they need. They go through our free market, and they shop for the things that they need. And
before you go further, because I've been there, I want to explain, because it wasn't what I thought most of them to be like. When I went over to see your facility, it's a grocery store.
Yes.
You have racks and racks upon food, and you just don't say, here's a box of food. You say, here's an empty box. Here's a coupon. Go spend your money. Here's your food.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just it shows dignity to the person instead of handing them food.
That's
you're
the
able
key.
To let them pick out what they want. And it lets them know, we understand you're down, but you're not out.
That's right.
I thought that was amazing the way you guys had set that up.
Thank you.
Well, and it's why we call the folks who come through are guests. Yep. Mm. They're not clients. They're guests who are coming, and we're facilitating them to find the food they need for their family, the things that their children like to eat, and the kinds of breakfast cereals that they like, et cetera. And we have a huge variety, and folks shop through that. And that's just the beginning point.
Correct.
Because once we get them shopping and doing well that way, and in most cases, it's $500 to $600 a month worth of groceries that these families no longer, they don't have to spend this money. And
right.
They're getting a lot more food for that than what they're getting if they're going out and shopping with $500 or $600 as well.
And it's not canned food. It's anything you can find in a grocery store.
Well, some of it's canned.
There's canned food there, but that's
a lot of produce.
Yes, I saw that. It was
a lot
amazing.
Of fruit, a lot of good meat.
The meat department you had there, I said, well, you know, I could use one of those.
I know.
Take that fish over here.
We partner with.
Yeah, it's really
well,
nice.
You know, we partner with Seasons 52, and they send food over. I love this story because at one point they gave us 200 pounds of ahi tuna.
From Seasons 52.
From Seasons 52 restaurant. And we're like, the staff, everybody's lining up going, what, can we have some of that? You know, because it was just like ahi tuna. So, I mean, we get stuff like that all the time. And it's pretty cool. And again, Scott, you know, we give the guests the choice of what kind of meat they like. So mm-hmm. That's what it's about.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you've got any questions about anything that we're talking about today, give us a call, 303-477-5600. Maybe you're a business out there, an individual that wants to help out. And, you know, we're always looking for good charities and groups. And we talked about this last time, mm-hmm. You know, and unfortunately, every once in a while, something will come up or somebody's doing something that wasn't right. And, man, that really hurts all the good people that are really out there trying to help people and change their lives and, you know, give them hope back in their life.
Right.
And so this is something that, you know, Kurt came to me and said, man, we're going to love these guys. Mm. He said they're great. And the first time we had you on, so it's been great. And I got to get out there and see it for myself.
I know. We keep talking about, we emailed back and forth getting together. We've never made the connection yet.
All right, we'll do it. We'll do it here real soon.
When we talk about the food, what really got my heart, because it's my neighborhood, we talked about how you feed kids at school and how many kids actually can't learn because they're so hungry. And that touches all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Explain how that got set up.
Well, it started with a couple of schools that came and said, we have a need. And it just has grown from there. I'll tell you a story of what happened today. We had a bunch of preschool kids in. Must have been 30 or 40
of them.
Preschool kids. And they, a few weeks ago, did a food drive in their preschool and brought us two big tubs of food. So they wanted to come see what their food was going to be used for. And I'm telling you, it was a riot. We locked them in the freezer for 1 second.
Yeah.
You know, turned off the light.
They scream. You open the door and they go, I want to do it again.
Do it again.
It's just really cool. But what's happening here is here's a bunch of preschool kids who are learning early on that there are other children out there who don't have food on the weekends.
Right.
And so we get to come alongside, and the food that they brought in is going in. And I showed them one of the bags, goes in these bags, and then that's going to these children. And they're all just standing there like, I mean, they don't know what to think.
Right.
But early on, they're learning. And so we partner with those schools who come alongside in this way as well. And then we get the food out to the children, and not only to the kids who aren't eating on the weekends, but to the whole family.
But that's like Dennis said, you know, we started in a couple of schools. I think early on we were helping maybe 75 kiddos a week.
Yep.
Lisa's taken over the Food for Thought program, and now we're in 24 schools, 23 or 24, and we're helping over 860 kids a week. So we continue to grow the model, but we still have schools waiting out there, you know, that need help. So
how many kids out there still waiting, Mike?
Well, there's 37,000 elementary-age kids alone that are at risk of not having food to eat on the weekends in Arapahoe, Douglas, and Elbert counties.
Just three counties, 37,000.
Yeah, and that averages out to 229 kids that are at risk in each school. So it's crazy, the numbers. And so we're figuring out ways to do deeper dives, finding partners to to fund it and all that kind of stuff. So
when we come back from the break, we'll talk about the different partners and how people can get involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because this morning you mentioned something that was pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One of your wins.
You're listening to our networking group.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Got a road trip plan for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
David R. Cishon is a certified estate planner, regional vice president of Householder Group, and a registered representative with LPL Financial. David Cishon knows that building a secure financial plan begins with comprehensive strategies in estate planning, income distribution, tax and investment planning, and risk management. Cishon Financial is a family business, and they treat their clients like family. Cishon Financial holds to the highest fiduciary standards, representing their clients' interest above all else. Call now for your free consultation, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Your home and auto insurance rates are going up again in 2019. Don't wait. Call Group Insurance Analysts now to review your home and auto insurance. Make sure you have the right coverage at the best rates. 2018 saw another year of intense hail damage along the Front Range in areas like Highlands Ranch, Broomfield, Westminster, and parts of the Denver metro area, damaging roofs and cars. Now, insurance companies are assessing last year's costs to rethink the way they cover your roof, as well as raising your premiums. In today's volatile Colorado insurance market, you need GIA to compare plans from many different insurance companies so that you keep up with the inevitable changes to your coverage. Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts will shop the entire market for you, hunting for the right coverage at the best price. Make one free phone call today to review your plan. 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters. And we've got a lot of great guests in studio today from C-Core Cares. We've got Mike Dwork with us. He's the development director. And you've already heard from Dennis Gorton, the executive director. And Mike, again, C-Core Cares is all about restoring hope and dignity in people's lives. And we've got another special guest in studio. So tell us a little bit about
We love her. Pam. Pam is here, and she's a former guest of C-Core back in the day. And I just think your story is fascinating because of where you've come and now how you're giving back through not only your own self, but also through your real estate brokerage. I mean, it's just, it's astounding. We love these kind of stories. So, Pam, hi.
Hi.
Don't be shy of the mic.
Okay.
All right. Come on now. And we've talked about this so many times. You're on a video and everything else, but how'd you end up at C-Core? What was going on?
I mean, just like so many other stories, just like mine, and plenty of other stories, way more tragic than my own. I guess, you know, I was blessed with the services of C-Core for a couple of years back in a time that was obviously a very low point in my life. I learned about them through my church, Southeast Christian, while sitting and crying in the nosebleed section one Sunday morning, feeling sorry about my life circumstances. Leading up to that point, my family lived in a beautiful home in Highlands Ranch, like so many in the suburbs. Beautiful. And between my then husband and myself made a very respectable combined income. Then a very fast domino effect of unfortunate events occurred. My marriage of 8 years had been crumbling, so I filed for divorce right after I found out I was pregnant with my second child. I had a high-risk pregnancy after barely making it through my first child labor. And because of being pregnant while going through a divorce, I was battling severe depression, which all led up to me losing my job and moving in with my mom and dad eventually. At that same time, my now ex-husband was battling his own demons and ended up losing his job and then suffering a severe stroke, which permanently disabled him from working. So, of course, foreclosure and bankruptcy soon followed. And it hit me all at once, all of those circumstances. And in hindsight, you know, there were probably many things me and my then husband should have had in place to, I guess, guard us financially against that kind of life devastation. But who prepares for that kind of financial and emotional devastation
all
at once? Yeah, it is
an avalanche.
Yeah. And so it was hard, and it all hit at once.
And so what, when you came into C-Core the first time, was it hard for you to walk through those doors and ask for help?
Oh, sure.
Because you've worked your whole life. You've done well, and then all of a sudden you're on the bottom looking up. So talk about that first time you went in and talk about what you were met with.
There's a stigma, especially in the suburbs, to look and be not just successful, but to have that image of, you know, the perfect life and the happiness.
The Facebook family.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the keeping up with the Joneses stigma is alive and well in the suburbs.
Yeah.
But we all know that's just not possible. No one's perfect, and unfortunately life happens, you know. But who wouldn't want to have that successful reputation? I live very close to C-Core, and of course I was worried about how it would affect my family if people knew us or saw me reaching out for assistance and the opinions they might develop about us. But to be truthful, at that point in my life, I didn't care about what people felt about me. And all that was really left was the love I had for my kids and that they needed help, and they were my lifeline. So, you know, I didn't want them to see me broken. I cried all the time at that time in my life. Not when my kids were around, but I was deeply ashamed that I had got to that point in my life. I wasn't able to provide for my family. I was disappointed in myself. Someone whose parents raised me to work hard and have far-reaching goals, and I just ended up asking for help from others, and it was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard.
It's tough walking in.
Yeah.
So when you came to C-Core, I'm sure we made you feel even more ashamed than you already were.
No,
that's our goal.
Not even close.
Not even close. So talk about your secret.
Hope and dignity.
Right? That's right. That's that hope and dignity part.
Obviously, walking in was super scary, but it was lifting blinders off of my eyes. It was a totally different experience than I ever thought it would be. The volunteers there know that when you're walking through those doors, you're obviously at a low point in your life. Mm. And they're absolutely wonderful. They welcome you with smiles and hugs if you need them.
And Pam is a hugger.
And I am a hugger. Yep. And they're just there to help. They never judge you. They never question your situation. And everybody has a different one. Everybody mm-hmm. has a story.
Yeah.
And that was eye-opening to me. It motivated me to want to be on that side of things. And to want more out of myself and not just throw my hands up and be content with my situation that I was in at that time. Mm. Because of the work they continue to do, I can't imagine how many more stories like mine have been reset. It's humbling to see, to be able to share my story with people I work with and watch it grow and touch so many lives each day. My confidence now has grown to the point that I'm installing my own Nerf bars on my Jeep. And changing my own faucets and stuff in my house. It's amazing.
Yeah.
To the point from where I was then to where I am now.
Could need changing.
Oh, you
could
need help? Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer might be another job that I'm looking into.
Wow. Pretty good stuff, huh?
No, absolutely. And, you know, it kind of brings us several ways we can go after just what she said. But I think it's important, too, for, you know, I mean, a lot of churches do have things as far as programs and food banks and different things like that. But this is different than having a food bank where, again, where you hand somebody a box of food, you know. And so I think it's important for, you know, maybe, you know, to get a hold of you if there's, church groups out there or different community groups that would like to know more about this.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, sometimes you wonder, why did I go to church that day? And then you figure out why, you know.
It's because,
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, the Lord leads you in great ways sometimes, and that's where you find your answers, you know,
right.
To people that love you and help you. And like you said, I think, you know, everybody's got a story. Everybody, if they haven't gone through tough times, they will, okay? It just hadn't hit yet. But if everybody's really on it, I mean, man, everybody needs help. You know, at some point in their life, and sometimes several times in their life.
We do.
And
Pam, so from where you were, how are you doing today? What's going on?
Oh.
Talk about your life. Talk about how you've given back to C-Corps, because that's been a passion of yours.
C-Corps has changed things in so many ways. They restored my faith, obviously, in humanity and people, because at that time in my life, I had lost all faith in people. And that was the biggest effect they had on me. Without their help, and of course the help of my mom and dad, because I moved in with them and they helped me out so much, I don't know where I would be right now, but I am doing great. I am a real estate agent with Realty One Group Premier.
Woo-hoo, we like them.
They're awesome. I just finished my most successful year ever in any career I've ever had, which is wonderful. We just had our third annual gala, which raised a bunch of money for C-Corps.
$64,000.
And we're going to present that check to you guys tomorrow. It's supposed to be a surprise, Mike.
Oh, okay.
around $64,000.
Around $64,000.
It's a lot of money.
Ish.
I have my kids active in the community volunteering now. They had never done that before. We were reached out for help for C-Corps. Mm. So that spirit is alive and well in them now.
Mm.
And it's just awesome to be, and humbling to go into a place where at first you're like, oh, I'm not sure if I want to do this because I'm going to be judged. And then the reaction that I guess what happens afterwards is you want to tell everybody, you want to sing their praises to everyone and let them know, go there, whether you have money, don't have money, go volunteer, go ask for help if you need it. I want everybody to know about it because it's the way a community should work.
Mm-hmm.
If you need eggs, you shouldn't be afraid to go to your neighbor and say, hey, can I borrow some eggs?
Yeah.
That's how C-Corps works.
So do you...
It comes right out of Acts.
So do you think we...
It really does.
You see why we like our job, Kurt?
Yeah.
Can you get a little picture here why we like our job?
Yeah. We've talked a couple times. Yeah. And after the break, we'll come back and talk about the food gets you started when your stomach's empty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That gets you started when you have nothing and you can't even eat.
Sure.
But from there, you guys do so many more things, and it's not short term, but it is short term.
Mm-hmm.
It's always there for everybody. And unlike most places that you go to, there's so much more that you offer, and the people helping people
mm-hmm.
in the community.
Yep.
Dennis, we got a minute here for a break. Talk just a minute, and Dennis Gordon is the executive director. Just about, you know, the staff, how you go about, you know, choosing those right people. Because, I mean, this is a ministry, you know. Yes. And I mean, it's, I mean, I look at the nursing field. I mean, man, what a special person it takes to be a nurse, to take care of people you don't know, and all that. So, I mean, you've got people from all walks of life that come in, you know, like Pam, that need help. And boy, it takes that certain demeanor to be able to really show that genuine care and concern to make them feel, again, like that guest.
We use the phrase caring people, caring for people, because that's really what it's all about.
Right.
So when we're looking at staff, when we're looking at volunteers, what we're looking for is people who have hearts that really care about other people. Mm-hmm. And that's a little countercultural today, unfortunately.
It's not about you. It's about others.
It really is.
What a concept.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah, it is a little shocking, but hey, I say we go for it and see what happens, you know? And so we have a great time with that. I mean, Secor is a very fun place. We really do have a great time. We celebrate a lot. I mean, you'll see us dancing around with somebody who finally got a job, things like that. And so that's what matters to our staff, is that they are there at the right time and in the right place to come alongside somebody and help move them one step closer to becoming
who they were
self-sufficient
meant to be.
Yep. And who they were meant to be. We really believe that God created every human being with a purpose in life. So some of those kids in those schools we're helping, maybe they'll find the cure for cancer. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But if they can't get through school, they're never going to do that.
Yeah.
And so there is this driving belief that says people really matter and everyone can make a significant contribution to life. And most of those folks who walk through the door, like Pam, didn't believe that was true when she walked through the door.
Their faith gets questioned. Their confidence in themselves gets questioned.
Yep.
And that's when you come back and you restore the hope and the dignity.
Exactly.
That you're okay. I had a speed bump. I'm okay. I'll get back. Yep.
Absolutely.
And that's a huge gift. You can't put a price tag on that.
Well, it's a great privilege for us. Yeah. As Mike said, this is why we work here, because we love what we do. Mm-hmm. And we love the people who come through the door, because when we see them come through the door, we see the future, not the present.
Two ways to help. You can give financially, or you can give of your time, which has more financial benefit, because it changes you as it changes others.
That's right.
Contact Secor.
Yeah, we couldn't do what we do without our volunteer staff.
No, no.
And they're the best. Right, Pam?
Absolutely.
They're the best.
So if people want to give you a call or check out a website, what's the best information?
SecorCares.com, SecorCares.com. A bunch of information on there. 720-842-5621 is the phone number to call. Barbara or somebody else will answer the phone there and get you stirred in the right direction.
Great. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
You've been told nothing can be done for your peripheral neuropathy. Don't give up hope. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to ask about electronic signaling. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center can't help everyone, but thanks to an advanced technology called electronic signaling, Dr. Anderson has seen great results for seniors who'd been told there was no hope for them. That's what Dr. Anderson loves most about his job, seeing the hope return to patients who had been suffering with burning, tingling, and numbness. It's worth a phone call. Schedule a $27 consultation with Dr. Anderson, including a neuropathy-specific exam, this week. He will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help where other treatments have failed. Don't lose heart. Call now, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694.
You were just walking into that store when you were in a slip and fall accident as a result of the store owner's negligence. Flesh and Beck know what to do. First, make a report of the incident with the store owner. It's important to have an official document of all the important details. Second, make a note of all of your injuries so you can report them to your doctor as soon as you can. Third, take pictures of the conditions and location of the accident. And remember, it's your job to take care of yourself. Don't waste time arguing about who's at fault. Then, call Flesh and Beck.
Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call me. Kevin Flesch at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
Why are seniors considering a reverse mortgage other than no mortgage payments? Hi, Steve Hurley here with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. Other than no mortgage payments, another reason may be the access to equity that they did not previously have. Taking in monthly payments for life or a specified period of time, or simply having a line of credit available. Take aim at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley, NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt and his crew a call, 720-895-0500. If you're just getting in the car or turn on the radio, we have a special guest in studio today. Mike had to leave us. Mike Dork, he's a development director for C-Core Cares, but we still have in studio Dennis Gorton, and Dennis is the executive director. And also Pam Looney is with us, and Pam does a lot of things now with C-Core Cares, but as you just heard in our last segment, actually was a guest at C-Core Cares and helped her get her life back on a wonderful, wonderful track. So, Dennis, let's talk about other things that maybe you guys do throughout the year as fundraisers or whatever, or people want to help you. What are her needs? I mean, money's always best because you can get what you need. But, I mean, what are other things that people, if they wanted to drop off something or whatever to help you, what do you like?
Well, we have lots of groups that do their own food drives, and we love it when they do food drives. I mentioned earlier in one of the segments that we had a bunch of preschool kids that came in that had done a food drive for us, and we're very grateful for that. Money really is good because basically when we have to buy food, we can buy it at about 10% of its original cost, and sometimes way below that as well. I'll never forget the, I think it was 200 cases of mac and cheese that we bought for a penny a box.
Wow.
And, you know, every kid loves mac and cheese.
Every kid? Every adult.
Every adult.
That's true, too.
Give me a couple hot dogs, right, I cut them up, throw them in there, and dial them.
That's what we're having for dinner tonight.
That's right.
I mean, you know.
Works fine.
It does, you know. So, you know, those are some of the things we can do. We do several fundraising events. The first one that comes up that's a biggie is our golf gala, and that's in June. I'm the last one to remember all these dates. Let me just tell you that right up front.
That's right. As we get closer, we can talk about them.
Yeah.
So you got golf outing.
Yeah, we've got a golf outing. We've got a bags and baubles thing that we do for ladies having to do with jewelry and some of those kinds of things. But there's... Throughout the year, there are just a variety of events, and the best way to find out about them, again, is to go to ccorecares.com, because all that information is on our website.
Okay.
And the person to contact, if you want to become a participant in that or be involved in it in some way, that's a great way to do it, is through those kinds of things. We're always, always, always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, that was my next question. Yeah.
Yeah. We have about something over 100 volunteers right now. We need to double that number of volunteers. We're in the process through this early this summer. We're going to be in a much larger facility, which will increase our warehouse space and our ability to serve even more people. And we're probably going to need to double our volunteers in order to do that. If you could walk through our warehouse right now, you could barely walk through it.
I know. I was there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's just it
was crowded.
Much more than that right now.
It's very crowded.
Yeah, because we're just constantly moving tens of thousands of pounds of food into the warehouse, into the market, and out the door. It's just a constant flow, and every kind of food you can possibly imagine.
As a previous guest, you talked earlier about a gala, and you're going to be giving out a check to Mike tomorrow.
Yep. Right.
Your event is when?
We have an event every October. It's usually the weekend before Halloween. It
Good
changes
choice.
From year to year, but it's called Denim and Diamonds. We have it every October. And I'm not sure where the venue is going to be this year, but we will definitely be sending out information probably late summer for everyone. Yeah, we raised, I think, $64,000 this last October. Yep. So, yes, we'll be presenting them with a check tomorrow at the Castle Pines Country Club. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. Tomorrow's my birthday. Great, great birthday present for C-Corp.
Yeah, it is. We like it. You should have more birthdays.
I should. No, I'm good with how many I've had.
Now, these gala support, these different things that you're doing there, but one of the questions, besides the food and the grocery store that you have, there's one of the things that I'm aware of is you have a mobile grocery store. And Mike was telling me earlier today about how he went out this weekend. And in that, there's a dentist and there was all kinds of other. I explained how that worked because that just amazed me this morning what happened. I think it was this last weekend.
Yes, it was this last weekend up in Aurora. And the mobile market went up there and there was enough food on that mobile market. This is a huge truck, which, by the way, was custom built for us by Christian Brothers Automotive and given to us.
They built it and gave it to you.
Built it and gave it to us to our specs. So there's six doors on each side. They slide up, and we can put enough food in that truck to feed 100 people for 2 weeks. I'm sorry, 100 families for 2 weeks.
100 families.
100 families for 2 weeks. And I think, I didn't hear the exact number. I think it was 80 or 90 families were a part of it this last Saturday. And much like we do in our market, more limited, we had a mobile dentist who went along to come alongside. And most of these families live in Section 8 housing that we were taking care of this last Saturday. And that dentist was there, and so they get a cart, and they walk around the truck, and they shop for their food just like they do in the much larger market that we have on Jordan Road in Parker. And then if they had any kind of dental needs or any concerns, they could sit down, and we had a little space set aside. And he has portable equipment, and he can do an exam and a number of other things.
X-rays.
And people were kind of blown away because who offers dental care?
For free.
For free. You know. So that was our first attempt at doing that. And it was very, very successful because people were very excited. And again, what that does is it breaks down the barrier for people to say, wow, I really need this. And so they kind of work through and then they're treated as if they just paid $75 for that service. And, you know, it's like, wow, this is incredible.
Now, besides that, you also do such things as, and I'd like you to explain a little bit about senior outreach, how you help people find jobs, how you have attorneys on staff, not on staff, but as volunteers. Sure. Some of the other areas you help people get back up on their feet besides just the food.
I love to talk about seniors because I am one. So I have something to do with that.
So Scott.
So am I.
Are you? Okay. And I was waiting for Pam to make a crack, but she didn't. So she's very self-controlled. I appreciate it very much, Pam.
Very welcome.
Yeah, I mean, I love to talk about seniors because it's one of the things we're really emphasizing at this point because we're recognizing in the area where we live, it's one of the fastest growing areas for senior citizens. And everyone thinks, well, you know, they're seniors. They got all this money stacked away. Yeah, I got Social Security, right. That'll get me through about a half of my rent payment at the most, you know. And so largest growing area in the metropolitan area for senior citizens moving in. And many of them are struggling. They're choosing between buying their medication and buying their groceries.
Correct.
So we partner with numerous organizations, aging resources with Douglas County. We're connecting up with a group in Arapahoe County as well that's very similar to that, that provide all kinds of services like transportation, so on and so forth. In our new facility, we plan to have a senior center for folks who are struggling, where they can come and get away, get to know other people who are in their same circumstances. They can read books. They can have a computer to work on, those kinds of things, because they won't go to the senior centers that are out there that mostly have people going to them that have plenty of money.
Right.
Because they're a little embarrassed because they're barely making it. And so, again, it's a way of building a relationship with them. Once a month, we have a group of nurses that comes in, and they do senior foot care. So our conference room is transformed, and there's about five or six nurses all working at once. They're clipping toenails. They're dealing with whatever problems are there. They're doing foot massages. I'm thinking about getting in on that myself.
Well, Mike was telling me, you know, he'd like to do it, but there's a requirement like reverse mortgages. You got to be a certain age, and he's not old enough to get that done. That's what Mike was telling me.
He lied.
He lied. He's
yeah,
old
yeah.
enough.
He did, yeah. Yeah. He's plenty old enough to get that done. I just think they don't want him in there, you know, because he'll just sit there all day long. I know how that goes. But it is amazing, and I'm telling you, this group of nurses are just phenomenal bunch of ladies. Mm. They are just incredible. And that's just one other area that we're working in. And then coming alongside with transportation, with aging resources and so forth for families, families who are seniors, that's a big piece of what we're expanding and working on right now as we're moving forward and getting ready to get into the new facility. But as you said, we have a group of attorneys, four or five, with specialties, and they're there once a month. And then we also set up special appointments as well. And they're there for the day, and we set up appointments and people who need help. We've had people who have been helped through bankruptcy.
Right.
We've had people who have been helped with difficulties with child support and just anything you can imagine. And if they don't have somebody with this team of people, then they find others who will come, and all of that is volunteer service.
Hmm. Well, Amy mentioned it when you went through a divorce, that you had somebody there could help you out and answer questions because you didn't have the money for it.
Yeah,
that's the part about getting you back on your feet.
And they'll even direct you to classes for financial assistance to help you learn how to control your money and your budget better to prevent you from getting into the situation that you might have, you know, gotten into in the first place. And so there's all kinds of resources. The resources they just keep growing with CCOR.
And we're building and training our own team that are specifically oriented to this group of people and what they're struggling with financially to help counsel these families. And we've just begun to implement that. We've worked through about, I think, seven or eight families that we have in process right now. But our goal is that every family who comes in will be offered that service and the ability to have someone walk alongside them and help them move in the right direction. We have, quite frankly, right now, we have jobs for anybody and everybody, but they're not jobs that pay $35 an hour. They're jobs that pay, you know, $15, $18, $20 an hour. But there are also educational opportunities so that they can increase their skills. And we work with Mana Connect, which is part of Cherry Hills Community Church. See, as churches, we can work together and do all this cool stuff in the community, because we're not in competition. We are partners, and we love that. We love working with Catholic Charities. We love working with Help and Hope and all of these other groups that are driven by the same goal, to come alongside hurting people and really help them to get healthy again. So we have medical services that are available one evening a month. We're trying to expand that to much more opportunity. We're going to have dental services one day a week as well on site, and that should happen sometime this month. So I mean, it just continues to expand to figure out what are the needs that these people are struggling with, and how do we connect with a group of people that we can put together and come alongside, and again, holistically help them get back on their feet.
Yeah, teach them how to fish.
Exactly.
And not to interrupt, but I just want to go even deeper than that. There's a lot of single moms that go to CCOR, and what I didn't understand is how many resources there were for single moms. And like my children, I didn't know that they were able to go to camp. There were scholarships that the church offered for people in my situation. The kids could still go to the church camp for a week in the summertime, and they offered the scholarship for that. There was divorce support groups for single moms in the church. There was like the financial aid class that I'm talking at. There were just so many resources, and you just don't know until you actually go and discover them through CCOR and their partners, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah. One of the wild things that happened this last year, out of the clear blue sky, a couple people came along and said, hey, we've got a car. Could you use it? We never say no, by the way.
Right.
So we didn't know what we were getting into. And throughout this last year, I don't know what the exact number was, but there was probably 10 or 12 cars that were donated to us. And then we take them over to our friends at Christian Brothers. Right. And they fix them up for us, make sure they're all running good and so forth. And then we connect with single moms in particular groups. And we actually have a waiting list right now of single moms who are looking for a vehicle. And we give them to them, and away they go. We didn't ever think about getting into that.
But somebody offered.
And so it's been, probably 4 months now since we've had a car. I think we've got 4 single moms on a waiting list right now. And that's a need and will continue to be a need. And we get into these things not because we're planning on it.
Right.
But because the need is there and the opportunity comes.
Starts with food.
It does. It starts with food.
When you're hungry, you're at the bottom. It starts with food.
Yep.
And from there, you guys have taken it to such a greater level.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to be holistic and say, you know what? All of us, we've got a variety of segments of life that are going on, and they all complicate one another. And so how do we come alongside and, in essence, put our arm around an individual or a family and say, what are you struggling with?
How do we help?
Because we'll figure it out. We will figure it out.
For more information, check out their website, secorcares.com. That's secorcares.com. We got to take our last break, and we'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. Again, a special edition of Your Money Matters. Just a few more minutes with our special guest today from Secor Cares. Our guest today, Dennis Gorton. He's executive director, and also Pam Looney. And Pam now helps out there a lot at Secor Cares. So, Pam, if somebody's looking for a house,
come to me.
Let's do a little commercial for your realtor.
Absolutely. Realty One Group Premier. They're awesome. I'd love to help you buy or sell in real estate anywhere in Colorado that is within driving distance, I guess. Call me 720-234-4064. And we'll sit down and chat.
All right. Good deal. Now, if you missed the earlier on in the show, Pam talked about her going to Secor Cares as a guest at a point in her life. And so as you look back at that, and what were you most surprised about just, you know, how you were treated? And I'm sure, like, when you walk in the door, you're like thinking, oh, my gosh, this is just going to be horrible. And not that it wasn't a horrible feeling to walk through. But then... Probably, it sounds like in just a few minutes, all your cares were set at ease.
They were. Because of just the angelic saint personality these people have of wanting to help, not judging. Like, I think it was Dennis that said earlier, they have their sights on my future, not my past, where I came from. The people that greeted me, I actually had known a couple of them from church. And so I already knew they had good hearts. And it's humbling to go to a place, that you not only see your friends and neighbors serving those going through a rough time, but to also see friends and neighbors that are receiving the assistant in any given day, that can change, that can swap, and it's okay, because that's how neighbors are supposed to be. This world has a way of pulling you down when you least expect it. And it's because of Secor that I know it's going to be okay if that happens. And people should be comfortable to be able to reach out for help from people like Secor. And unfortunately, it's too bad that people think, and I did too, I'm just as guilty as everyone else, that it's not okay to go and accept help and get that hand up that they might need, because they will be down in that hole a lot longer than they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
To just go and say, I just need a step up right now. Walking through the Secor food market, you're truly a guest. And all they want to do is help you and put you in a better place emotionally, financially, and wholeheartedly. And I go and help them now, volunteer there as much as I can. And it is just, it makes my day. If something happens in my life now where I'm stressed out or, you know, life just gets rough, because it still does. Things still get tight. Mm-hmm. Things still get rough. I go there and it makes my day. It's just wonderful going back and seeing those people. And of course, my picture's on the wall up there. And,
that's true.
and I've actually been pulled aside and people are like, I know you. And I'm like, Secor. That's where you know. And people are like, yeah, that's it. That's it. And that's okay with me. I like that people know me from Secor. I'm actually really proud
to be able to
spread the word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dennis, we have just about 30 seconds, maybe 60 seconds to finish up. If for anybody listening, what do you want to tell them?
This is what I want to say. All of us have struggled at some point in our life, or we will. We want you to understand, I know it's embarrassing to come, but there's nothing to be embarrassed about, because we're all the same. We're all in these spots. We get into rough spots. And the bottom line is, we are there to help. And we want you to come. We've got lots of room for a lot more people, and we would love to serve you and come alongside and help you discover all that you can be, because that's what's important.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Great to meet you both.
Hey, yes. Thank you.
Right, thank you.
Thanks, Pam.
Again, secorcares.com, and that number, 720-842-5621. Is that right? I believe that was correct. I believe that's what he said. Okay, 720-842-5621, secorcares.com. That's secorcares.com. Kurt, thank you, sir.
One of my pleasures. I enjoy doing this.
Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.